you borrow an idea from writer and critic Luc Sant, who wrote, "Every human being is an archaeological site." Describe the archaeological site that is your formative years.
Well, that is really what the book's all about, is the ways that music can soundtrack our lives. I'm especially interested in those moments when we hear a song and we can't quite catch up to its meaning. We know that it has power. We know that it has substance. We know that it's affecting us in some way. But especially when you're a teen or a preteen, you can hear a song and it can feel profound. It can feel mysterious. It can feel frightening, but also joyous, sexy, even though we don't know that word yet. But you can't find the language to articulate it. And yet it matters to you. That's what really blows my mind, is that something can have such powerful meaning to you before you can translate what that meaning is, before you can find the words to articulate it. So those kinds of experiences build, and they come in a large way to define the person you are as you catch up to them.
Now, being a music fan, you had access to not only your own private music library, but the library at your college radio station, WMUC, University of Maryland, where you were a DJ. So if you heard a song and you didn't know the title or artist, you would find it eventually, but you had to search for it.
That's right.
Now, in this book, you write about Shazam, a relatively new app that allows people to hold up their phone to catch a snippet of music, and it tells you the song or the artist and gives you a link to where you can buy the song. You acknowledge this is a game changer for the music consumer, but you suggest that we lose something. What are we losing?
The search. Whatever it is, the story or the narrative that occurs between the experience of a song and the catching up to it. I grew up with a great radio station, WHFS, 102.3 FM in Bethesda, Maryland. It was a freeform radio station, and the afternoon DJ in particular, a guy named Weasel, one of the songs he used to play was a version of the Flamin' Groovies song, Shake Some Action, by Charlie Pickett and the Eggs on this very obscure live album that Charlie Pickett recorded down in Fort Lauderdale at a club called The Button in the early 80s. And the song blew me away. And I searched in every record store for it, literally from coast to coast on my travels. And I finally, in desperation, this was the early 90s, took out an ad in the back of Goldmine magazine, essentially begging anyone who had a copy of this record to record it for me or buy it. So I took the ad. It took 4 to 6 weeks to appear. And then I took another 2 months or so before somebody contacted me. He even turned out to be a record store owner in Fort Lauderdale who was at the show and had the record. He said, "Let me just tape it for you and then I'll send you the album." And that took another 4 to 6 weeks for the album to come. Now, that album I absolutely cherished, not only because of that song, which I wanted to own, but because of the lengths it took to arrive in my hands. Literally half a year. And it's already becoming passé to observe or to perhaps even complain that we have everything now instantly. But that album matters because of the music, but also it matters because of the lengths we went to get it. And that's its own story and its own, again, sort of layer or level of passionate experience that comes to define that record.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Joe. Can you hum a few bars of that song?
No. That's about all I'll give you.
Every millennial listening right now is thanking you, saying, "Okay, I've got my Shazam off to the radio."
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
Joe Bonomo is an English professor at Northern Illinois University. He's the author of several books, including the new essay collection, Field Recordings from the Inside. At WNIJ.org, you can see a video of him reading another excerpt from his book. Joe, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks so much, Dan. It was fun.